The Depores Pages Homilies. These homilies are a production of the Depores Pages. You can find all our podcasts at thefriar.org. The Friar, FRIAR.org. You can go to our website, or you can subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts.
If you worked in human resources for a Fortune 500 company, and you were tasked with listing the qualities necessary for a CEO, I'm not sure that coming to mind first would be the qualities that Jesus sets forth for his followers. I can't imagine, for example, you'd want a CEO who is meek. That seems counterintuitive. What is Jesus getting at in these Beatitudes? What is he trying to tell us with some of these things that hardly seem like the types of things that would make us blessed? I think what we need to understand is what happens when we aren't these things. What happens to us as believers in Jesus when we don't share these particular qualities? Take those who mourn, for example. I suspect that we've all encountered at least someone who has never mourned the loss of someone they love. They become bitter and cynical and unfeeling. Indeed, the one who can own the sadness, the one who can be sad, is indeed the one who is comforted. Take, for example, this question about being poor in spirit. It doesn't take much observation in our world today to see that we are a world that wants more and more stuff. We define ourselves by, as one kind of offhanded saying says, he who has the most toys wins. And when it comes to God, those who are blessed are those who have removed from their vision the things that keep them from seeing God clearly. When we are clean of heart, when there are no distractions in our heart, no lesser things, we are able to see God clearly. We are free. If we work for peace in the world, we understand clearly what it means to be a child of God. If we are meek, in other words, if we allow ourselves to be molded and formed by Jesus Christ, then indeed we inherit much. And when we are persecuted for righteousness, when we are persecuted for following Jesus, we are given a share in his cross, and ultimately still make up what is lacking in the sufferings of Christ. Today, let us think about these qualities in our own lives, and let us ask the Lord to help us to rejoice and be glad at the reward that awaits us in heaven.